The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. My father, God rest his soul, used to say, a child who would not listen to the beat of the drum would end up dancing to regrets, would end up dancing to the rhythm of regrets. A child who would not listen to the beat of the drumming, you know, will end up dancing to the rhythm of regret. When you read Genesis chapter 19, what were the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah? First, immorality. Second, pride. And third, lack of hospitality. Can you imagine that? Lack of hospitality. They were not hospitable. In the gospel, there were three cities that Jesus cursed in today's gospel. Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. What was similar? Unbelief. Lack of hospitality. So lack of hospitality is a dangerous trend when you do not receive visitors, when you do not show concern. On Sunday, we talked about the Good Samaritan who never showed any compunction and compassion. It's a grave sin. Today, we celebrate Saint Bonaventure, Bonaventura in Latin. He lived in the 12th and 13th century, just like St. Thomas Aquinas. He belonged to the order of Friar Minors, the Capuchins, the Franciscans. And he was the minister general for about 17 years. You have St. Dominic, the founder of my order, the Dominicans, who produced many saints like St. Thomas Aquinas, and you have St. Francis, who produced many saints too, like Bonaventure. Yesterday, or last night, Father Ricky and I were with the brothers of the Holy Family, and he said something which I found so sublime. He said, many of us know more politicians than they know the saints. Isn't that interesting? So today, the church offers us St. Bonaventure to learn from him. Two things, primarily. He lived a life of sanctity and a life of learning. He was so assiduous. Just like Thomas Aquinas, he was asked, where did you get your knowledge from? He pointed to the crucifix, A life of sanctity and a life of learning. We pray at this Mass that the Lord may help us to be more hospitable to others and to one another, that we may become more brotherly and sisterly and more compassionate to one another as neighbors. Amen.